Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We give thanks to Him for the day He has set before us, for these opportunities that we have to come to Him with our needs. For indeed, we are in times where we need the Lord. There has never been a time when man has not needed the Lord. Man has always needed the Lord, for the Lord has made it so in that He is God and man is a creature. A creature always needs, has to take something in to sustain life. And if you want something to never change, then it will be something that is dead. But anything living, it's going to experience changes. And there are needs that we encounter. And one of the ways the Lord has chosen to provide for our needs is that He uses the financial resources to take care of needs. Individuals have needs. Groups have needs. And nations have needs. One of those ways that the money is raised for taking care of the needs of a nation is through the system of taxation. And in the scriptures, in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 17, verse 24, there is a tribute that is to be paid. And the disciples were with the Lord, and this is what they said in verse 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, that word prevented here means Jesus preceded, went ahead of him. And he is going to make a statement to Peter, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free. And so, as this being God's world, the Lord Jesus being the Son of God, then He had nothing to pay because, or He didn't need to pay because He owns everything, and He has brought into existence all things. He didn't have to pay. We have to pay wherever we go. Someone has said, nothing is free on this in this life, and you'll always have to pay taxes. Well, you get an item paid off, and you think that it's paid off and nothing else to be said about it. Well, if you stop paying taxes on it, pretty soon you will owe enough taxes to where they will auction off the item, and it'll be gone. So things are going to, you'll have to pay taxes. And the Lord is telling here, Peter, I own this world. It's my Father's world. The children are free. This is nothing that I need to pay. But then he goes on to say, verse 27, Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. So many things that are presented here is that the Lord takes care of His own. The Lord knows what people are saying about you and about Him and what their motives are. And He is concerned about how they view His people and His work. And He does this to silence the mouths of those whose tongues wag. That's our God, that's the Lord, who does just like that in this particular case. The children are free, but lest we should take offense, lest we should offend them, let me tell you what to do. And it's a miraculous provision for taking care of financial expenses. Now, the Lord is still able to do just that kind of thing. He hasn't lost any of His power. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this great report in the Word. We pray that we will be encouraged to know that Thou art in charge and will provide for our every need at every time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now let's continue in the scriptures we have been looking in the book of Genesis. Now when the Lord says to Abraham, when he has told Abraham to offer up his son, his only son, Abraham gets up early in the morning, and the scriptures say, the Lord did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And so Abraham now is ready to go, and we remember we were saying that the Lord doesn't tempt a person to sin. Let no man say that when he is tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So there is something in you and me that is evil, and it seeks to draw us away from God's will, and we are tempted by the evil that is in us. The Lord has now brought Abraham to a crisis when he says, take thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. So Abraham had experienced some trials in the past. There was one trial when the Lord said to him, get out of thy country and from thy kindred into a land which I will show thee. And Abraham separated himself and went away with the Lord, where the Lord was leading, and left his father and his mother. He left his relatives, and he started a new family. Now, this indeed was no easy task, an easy chore for him to do, but the Lord had spoken, and so he was willing to follow the Lord. And then Abraham does experience another test. He has a time when his nephew Lot, Lot's servants and Abraham's servants are at strife, and this is later on, but it eventually comes to that. When he is willing to give to his nephew first choice on what's going to be. So we don't have to strive. We don't have to argue. Listen, you choose the right hand and I'll choose the left. Or if you choose the left, I'll choose the right. We don't have to strive. And that is another test for the believer. We find those times when we do not agree with the brethren. And are we so concerned that we get our way, that things turn out the way we want them, rather than the way the Lord would have them to be? And don't think that it's the worst thing in the world if you should allow someone to go ahead of you, someone else to be first in the line. You view yourself as being worthy of being at the head of the line all the time. But the Lord Jesus, here, he is one who is worthy of all glory, honor, and praise, and he served people. He washed the disciples' feet. So that's a test of humility. But that was not all. That was still not the greatest test that Abraham was to encounter. Then in another test he faces, and that is concerning his son Ishmael. Now, he was willing to have Ishmael to be the one. Could not we have just Ishmael, Lord? Isn't that enough that he should be the one through whom the promised seed should come, even though Ishmael was born of Hagar? Lord, let's just have it at that. But no, that wasn't God's plan. The Lord had another plan, and there was going to be a child born of Abraham and Sarah, not through Hagar giving up her child to Sarah and the child becoming Sarah's. No, it was going to be Abraham and Sarah. A 99-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman were going to parent children. They were going to parent a child. Sarah was going to have a child. Abraham at that age was going to father a child. And this is the love of their lives. They've been waiting for this child. In their old age, they get a child. Don't you think that they must have every day, all through the night, time and time again, just looked out and smiled and thought about this? What a wonderful thing it is. Watch the child play and develop. Watch the child, watch what the response of others was. And then delight in the way others treated their child. It must have been a wonderful thing for them. When the child was old enough and passed that infant days, Then they felt another bit of comfort in them, and they were excited about this. And then as the child grew and had its own little trials and difficulties, and how he handled the difficulties, it must have been a comfort to them. And now he is brought to chapter 22, and here is going to be the test. And the Lord reminds us, lets us know, now Abraham didn't have to question, now do I love this child? No, the scriptures say, take thy son, thine only son, Isaac. Now notice how the Lord tells us, he said, take thy son. Well, which one, Lord? Which one are you talking about? And I have two. I have Ishmael. Now, do you want me to take him? No, take thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest. So he had a love for Ishmael, but he had a love for Isaac, the kind of love that he had for Isaac. And get thee into the land of Moriah. Now, not only do I want you to have some time to think about what you're going to do, but I want you to go offer this one for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Now, again, he could have pled ignorance, but he didn't. Which mountain? Which direction, Lord? There are so many mountains around here. I mean, there are many. But no, he says, go to the mountain of Moriah, the land of Moriah. And so, verse 3, Abraham rises up early in the morning. He saddled his ass, and he took two of his young men with him. And Isaac and his son clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Well, what a test. Abraham is going to pass this test because in verse 3, the scriptures say he rose up early in the morning and he made the provisions for going to do what the Lord told him to do. He did not delay. As soon as he heard the instructions, he obeyed right away and was ready to go. In verse 4, on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. So as far as Abraham was concerned, this child was already dead the very first day that the Lord told him to make the offering, the day that he set out. 3 days he saw the place, lifted up his eyes, and Abraham said unto the young man, abide here, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now, wait a minute. What do you mean you and the lad are going to come again and worship? Did you not remember clearly what the instructions of the Lord had said? You go up there and you offer him for a burnt offering. Now, burnt offerings don't follow you home. Burnt offerings are not those offerings that you say, they're mine now again, and I'm going to offer it again. If it was to be a burnt offering, it was to be consumed, burned up, nothing left but ashes. That's given once and never to be given again. And this is what the Lord is telling Abraham. But Abraham says, I'm going to make this offering. I'm going to do all that the Lord requires of me, and I and the lad are going to come back. Now here we see a type of the resurrection of Christ, the hope that Abraham had concerning his God and the power of his God. We can have that hope today because Christ Jesus the Lord is risen from the dead. Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we have a Savior who is alive from the dead and who is able to give to us hope in any hour, in every trial. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina. May the Lord bless.